and I stopped even putting the time and the effort to become good because I'm so ashamed and so embarrassed of being bad that I drop it. And I've done that many times in my life. Am I proud of it? Absolutely not. But at one point, I had to figure it out. I had to make a decision whether if you truly want to do this, you need to go through the pain of becoming good. Welcome to Redefining Wisdom Podcast. I'm your host, Daniel, and every week I sit down with fascinating people from all around the world, learning insightful life lessons they have learned along the way. Everyone has an interesting story to tell, and I'm here to uncover it. Let's dive in. Today, I'm going to share with you the top 15 lessons I've learned from the first 10 guests I've had on the show. So, let's dive in. Lesson 1. What do you hate more? You need to figure it out in life. What you would rather do, or what struggle, what pain would you rather have? For instance, do you hate more sitting in an office through a miserable 9-to-5 schedule, or do you hate more the pressure of producing to have any income whatsoever? This is a clear sign that in life, there are not options, just trade-offs. You need to figure out which pain are you willing to go through. Mark Manson had a perfect quote that says, you need to choose your suffering. No matter what path you choose in life, there's going to be a struggle in front of you. It's up to you, regardless whether you choose the regular 9-to-5 and not having control over your income and not having control over your schedule or over your time, or having control over your schedule, having control over your time, but dealing with the pressure that if you don't perform, if you don't work hard, then you won't have the necessary income to support yourself and your family. It's up to you. Once you know that, once you come to at peace with that, just go with it, and that's it. Lesson 2. The only way out of a problem is through a problem. People are scared of going through a problem. That's a fear thing. Whether you're new to sales and you're afraid of making your first approach because you're afraid of getting rejected, or if you're single and you're afraid of approaching a new girl, when it comes to that fear or those struggles, that problem that you have that you haven't closed a sale or you haven't gone on a date, the only way out is going through it. It's going through the fear of the pain of the uncomfortable going through that. Anything. And those are the very simple problems. There are much bigger problems in life that the only way that you can solve them and get through them is by just facing them. Lesson 3. Just start. Regardless, whatever you want to do in life, whether it's a new idea, a new project, a new hobby, a new business, anything, just start. You just have to do it once and see what happens. Because that's the hard part. There's nothing that you will ever do in life that is going to be harder than taking that first step. Nothing. Once you overcome that mental barrier, once you overcome that mental obstacle, then it's not that it gets easier, but it's never going to be as hard as taking the first step. You're never going to know until you try it. And for you to try it, you actually need to start. And then you figure it out on your own. Lesson 4. Embarrassment is a cost of entry. In what way? If you're not willing to look like a foolish beginner, you'll never become a graceful master. In order to be good at something, you first need to be bad at it. And that's something that I've applied in my life because I hate being bad at something. It sucks. Not gonna lie, it absolutely sucks. I've tried things in the past a couple of times, and then when I see the struggle, when I see how bad I am, I'm ashamed of myself. I'm embarrassed. I feel embarrassed because I'm not good. But guess what? At least I've progressed more than those who never tried. But guess what? I stopped even trying, and I stopped even putting the time and the effort to become good because I'm so ashamed and so embarrassed of being bad that I drop it. And I've done that many times in my life. Am I proud of it? Absolutely not. But at one point, I had to figure it out. I had to make a decision whether if you truly want to do this, you need to go through the pain of becoming good. Simple. Whether you want to run a half marathon, but you struggle running a mile and you feel ashamed and you feel embarrassed, or whether you want to have muscles and lose weight and be jacked, but it's hard for you to even lift more than 10, 15 pounds, you need to go through those struggles. You need to first be bad at it because your body's not used to, you're not used to. If you want to create content and then you're afraid of or you feel awkward talking in front of the camera like I'm doing right now, which again, all of this is new to me, you have to do it and you need to be okay with the embarrassment. You need to be okay with, guess what? It's not turning out the way that I want, but but through consistency, I can become good. I just need to be patient and be willing to fail as many times as I need to. So remember, embarrassment is a cost of entry. How bad do you want it? Lesson number 5, focus on the next 24 hours. This is one of the biggest things that I've been trying to apply to my life. I've always lived between the past and the future. Everyone says you need to stay present, live the present moment. It is hard. I'm not going to lie to you. Living in the past makes me depressed. Living in the future makes me anxious. I'm always regretting mistakes I made in the past, and I'm always worried about what things I need to do in the future. And guess what? If you live between the past and the present, the past and the future, you're never going to live in the present. And if you're working on something, on a project, or whether you want to get a six-pack, or get into shape, or running a marathon, or growing your business, the only way that you can avoid being overwhelmed and to avoid feeling daunted by everything that you need to do is just focus on the next 24 hours. What you can do in the next 24 hours that is going to help you, your future self or your tomorrow self, to have a better chance of succeeding. And if you do that every single day, you'll get better and life would be much easier and less stressful if you only focus on that. Lesson number 6, anything, and I'm saying absolutely anything that you attempt in your life, you need to give it a legitimate chance if you want to succeed. Whatever you do, and we can go back to the getting in shape, running a race, growing a business. For you to know if it's going to work or not, you need to actually give it a chance, a good legitimate chance. That doesn't mean that you have acid for 2-3 weeks, for 2-3 months. You need to be consistent and you need to really hustle and extend your time horizon. It's not, well, let me see if in 6 months this will work or in a year, because some things will take you 4 to 5 years. So if you truly believe in what you want to accomplish, and if you really want it that badly, you need to give it a legitimate chance. If your business, if you're trying to grow a business and requires you to go out and sell, if you're not knocking 50, 100, 150 doors a week, then you're not giving your business a legitimate chance of succeeding. Especially before you feel like you want to give out because it's so hard. And I get it. It is. I've had a business in the past where I needed to go out and knock some doors and I did it. And I probably was doing like 50 a week. Wasn't enough. At the end, I got worn out. And I failed in that business. And then I tried something else. But give yourself, give that idea, give that project, give that goal a legitimate chance to succeed by working hard and by extending the time horizon. Lesson number 7, get out of the scarcity mindset. Many of us suffer from this. We feel when we are struggling, whether we go out and trying to find, you know, if we are out in the dating world or if we are trying to grow a business or if we are trying to create content or whatever the case may be, whatever we do in our life, we feel when that one chance, that one opportunity presents to ourselves, then we feel, man, I need to take it because that's the only one. If I don't take it, then I'm done. If I'm not taking, I'm not bringing money to our house. If I'm not taking, I'm going to die alone. If I'm not taking, And we feel that. And having that scarcity mindset only makes us needy, feel like we are desperate. And impartially, we are. It is hard to control those emotions. That's been a struggle for me in the past, and every now and then to this day as well. So if the problem is when we do that, we ignore our values, we ignore what we care about, and we ignore our boundaries just because we're so desperate to get that first step, to get the first thing that will give us the momentum to keep growing, to keep moving forward. But keep in mind, if that opportunity presented itself to you, whether it's just a business deal or a girl who is attracted to you, if you need to be willing to walk away if that doesn't benefit you. If it doesn't benefit you, just walk away. And keep in mind that if you were able to attract to some degree that business deal or that girl or anything else in life, you're going to be able to do it again. You just need to trust that. Lesson number 8, supportive relationship. One thing I realized speaking to many people, not only on the show, but in my life, is one of the key factors for them in order that they felt that they helped them a lot to be successful or to grow in a personal and professional way is having a supportive person. Having somebody who unconditionally loves you and or unconditionally supports you. This could be a significant other, it could be a family member, it could be a friend, it could be a mentor, but you need somebody on your corner that is willing to lift you up, that wants you to win, that really, really wants you to succeed. Because guess what? In anything that you deal with life, especially if you're an entrepreneur, especially if you want to run a business or do anything that makes you take risk in life from a personal standpoint or professional standpoint, you're going to face ups and downs. You're going to struggle. That's just life. And if you have that somebody who is there to pick you up, who is there to support you, even if it is just one person, that's all you need. One person who can truly believe in you, who can truly want to see you win. So find that person. Lesson number 9. Practice gratitude during struggles. Or practice gratitude in general, but especially during struggles. Number 1 thing I've struggled with all my life. I've had people in the past telling me, what are you grateful for? What are you thankful for? Say things that you're grateful for. And in my case, I always felt it was a waste of time. I truly did. Every now and then, I still feel that way. I'm struggling. I'm trying to change that narrative, that mindset of mine. But in the past, whenever I was struggling financially or struggling professionally or on a personal level, I had people say, just tell me 3 things that you're grateful for. Just 3. I could say, sure, I'm healthy. I had a food on my table and I have a shelter. I have a roof. I can sleep. I have an air conditioner. I have a comfortable setup. I could say that, but inside I felt this is a waste of time. Okay, we tend to give those things for granted. We tend to take those things for granted and we don't care. But the point is not to point out those obvious things. But gratitude is a muscle. It's a skill that you can build over time and you can make it stronger over time. So by doing that, life becomes so much easier because instead of seeing the darkness, instead of seeing all the negative, all the things that happen to you, you can start focusing on the positive. It's all about reframing. It's all about your perception. Do you see that as a negative thing, as an obstacle, or you rather see the light and you'd rather be more optimistic and you'd rather be more, you know, grateful and thankful for what you have in life. So yeah, that is something that one of my goals for 2024 is to show more gratitude because I feel that I need it in my life more than ever now. Lesson 10, define personal success. In today's day and age, we see a lot of social media people extremely successful. We see the top one performers. We can see these marathon runners. And we see these content creators. And we see these entrepreneurs. Everyone just killing it at life. And we feel and we think, or at least I can only speak for myself, that's what success looks like. So we are chasing this dream. We're chasing somebody else's life or level of success. Maybe not life, but level of success. I would like to do that. I would like to have that. I would like to have a fancy car or a fancy house, or I would like to have this many followers or be that famous or whatever the case may be, or have this much money. But the problem is that truly your dream? Is that truly your success? Because in life, defining what success is the most subjective thing. Everyone has a different response. And guess what? There are no right or wrong answers. As long as you're true to yourself and as long as that answer resonates with you, with what you truly want to achieve in life, then you're good. But you need to define what that means to you, because at the end of the day, nobody else is going to live your life. You shouldn't listen to family or friends who are trying to change the narrative and trying to say, well, you should, no, success is if you achieve, you know, this level financially or this level professionally. Define and go with it. Lesson 11, be kind to yourself. Be kind to yourself. I must admit, this is probably hands down one of the toughest things for me, because I've never been kind to myself. Ever. And I've struggled in life quite a lot. And I always try to keep pushing myself. And I always feel I'm not enough. I need to keep better. And there's this fine line between personal improvement and being proud of how far I've come and actually pushing your body and yourself to keep growing. The problem with that is many times we don't see the line. We just feel that the harder we push ourselves, the more chances we have to succeed, or the more chances we have to be happy, or the more chances we have to achieve goals and dreams in life. But the problem is that we tend to be so harsh on ourselves that we're beating ourselves down badly. Imagine if you would talk to any of your friends or family the way that you talk to yourself. Every single person would think that you're an asshole, a jerk, and nobody wanted to be friends with you or even be around you. Well, that's how you're treating yourself. And I'm not saying just give you flowers and credit all the time, because again, there's always that fear that if I do it too much, then I'll be content and then I won't do anything else. And then I won't push myself harder to new limits. But have a balance. One of these harder things to do, but start small. If you couldn't do much today, but you felt that you gave, your best, even that best sounds like only 20%, because the other 80 was full of anxiety, was full of overwhelm, was frustrated, was depressed, was sad, whatever. Be happy with that. Be proud of how far you have come, even on that day. Because if you keep beating yourself down, you're never going to reach your potential, because your body and your mind believes what you tell it. Lesson number 12, continuous learning. Life is an ongoing journey of always learning. There's always something that you can learn from absolutely anybody in life. It could be a homeless and the richest man in the world. Anything. Always. There's always something that you can learn from somebody and you can apply to your life. There's always something that you can learn from every single experience you have, no matter how silly it is. That is information. And once you adopt and once you embrace that thing, that journey of always learning, I would not feel be the dumbest person in the room in any aspects of your life. You're going to become a better person. You're going to grow personally. You're going to become a better father. You're going to become a better son. You're going to become a better husband, boyfriend, whatever. You're going to become a better friend, because life lessons are, they surround us all the time. We just need to pay attention and to be humble enough to always learn and always have that desire of keep growing and keep learning and getting better at it, because we're never going to be perfect, but we can always improve. Lesson number 13, the art of pivoting until something sticks. This happens on my latest episode. Eileen, great person. She taught me how, or she mentioned how for 10 years she was struggling. And every time she knew where she wanted to go, she didn't know how. So it's always pivot. You just need to keep going. You need to keep moving forward. Even if that looks like two steps forward, one step backwards, regardless, you need to keep going. And when one door closes, move, pivot until another one opens. You eventually are going to find something that works for you, something that sticks. That can apply in any aspects of your life, but you need to be willing to pivot and to do it consistently. Because if not, you're just gonna get stuck. And in life, there's no worse feeling than feeling that you got stuck and there's nowhere that you can go, or nowhere that, or there's nothing that you can do to get out of that situation. So remember, always pivot. One door eventually will open. Lesson number 14, the self-improvement and the power of habits. Probably most of you have read the amazing book Atomic Habits by James Clear. This is the number one thing that everyone should do if they want to build a habit. And we know that. And this is more like a reminder for myself and for whoever's listening to this, a reminder of create small habits. We always want to, or at least in my personal level, I always want to knock it out of the park. Always. But guess what? A walk, a hit works, right? Every time I go to the gym, I want to work out until I'm completely exhausted. But you need to realize, or you need to figure out what is sustainable. Because at the end of the day, habits are about how sustainable they are and how consistent you can be. How small can it be that you can do the same thing over and over and over for years without dropping? So it cannot be way, way, way too easy, because you get bored and then you won't see any benefits. But it can't be that hard either, because it's not sustainable. You will get tired. You'll wear yourself out. As simple as that. So you need to find easy ways to implement those habits. Triggers. If you want to become a better runner, have the shoes next to your bed every morning. So the first thing you see when you wake up and when you get up are your shoes, and you grab them and go for a run. Anything. This can apply for anything in your life. It is hard. We tend to have a bunch of bad habits, and if you want to improve them, we actually need to implement those. If you haven't read that book, go ahead and buy it and read it. And if you have read that book, reread it. That's something I'm doing right now, because again, refreshing that information and getting more tips and insights of how to become better, how to improve overall in life by implementing habits is absolutely great. Last tip, or last life lesson that I've learned, how to build mental toughness. One thing I've been obsessed with most of my life has been with mental toughness. How do I become mentally stronger? I've always felt that I'm mentally weak, or I'm not as strong as I want to be. So I've talked to entrepreneurs, to athletes, and people that I've seen how they have overcome challenges in their life. And my number one question is, how have you built your mental toughness? Because to me, it's a skill, it's a muscle, it's not a gift whatsoever. Anybody can become mentally stronger. Anybody can improve their skill. And their response was just do hard things. As simple as that. Again, those hard things can be as minimal as the last 10 seconds of your shower, put cold water, or go for a hard run, or do something that makes you so uncomfortable that you're dreading doing it. But once you do it, and it doesn't have to be for too long, it could be very short, it can be very small, But you slowly but surely start building that muscle, start building that habit, that once your body or once life throws your curveball and you're really struggling and you need that mental toughness and you need that mental strength in in order to overcome that storm, you are mentally prepared because you have done hard things in your life and you know what it's like. So yeah, those are the 15 lessons. I'm trying to apply every single one in my life because I feel that I can become so much better, I can be happier, and I can have more success if I apply those. Thanks for watching. Next week, going back to my regular guest. And even if you take one lesson, I promise you, your life will change. It has changed for me, and I'm slowly trying to get better at it. So once again, thank you, and I'll see you next week.